you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Waking up to Knoxville, sunny skies, flipping on the radio. It's no surprise, Marky Kim on the airwaves, spreading cheer. Kim's a hot mess and Mark is always here. Kim's running late, her coffee spills all over. But she's got stories for days, her life's never bored. Mark's always angry. Rants and raves on air, but deep down we know he really cares. Tune in to Hot Mess Mornings, so alright. Kim's laughter echoes Mark's anger by her side. With the trusted producer, yes, man, so sweet. Knoxville wakes up dancing to the beat.
Get on up.
Well, I wondered who sent me an email with a song about the Mark and Kim show, and I wondered who did this. And then I listened closely at the end, and the trusted producer, yes man, so sweet.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
And it's a. I'm surprised I opened it. Whoever sent this in, you're lucky I opened it because it looked like one of those scam email addresses. It had a bunch of numbers and letters in it, and it was an at and just a bunch of numbers and letters, and it said Mark and Kim Show Song. And I thought, okay, and there's two versions. The music is different. Let me see what I can do here. Yeah, here's the second version of the same song. Did you do this?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he's got
waking
his long. Same words, but different. You got your liar's eyes on, as Kim likes to say with me.
Oh, I do.
Yes, you do. Because we had referenced, you can make a song with artificial intelligence.
I assumed it was AI.
Well, who's going to sing this crap? Yeah, her running late. We get that, but her coffee
spills. Yeah. Right.
Her coffee spills.
Yeah. Mark's always angry.
Mark's always angry. Well, there's that.
Not far off.
Deep down, we know we really care.
Yes, he does. He's angry, but deep down, he really cares. Where did you get this? I'm asking you a question. Did you send this?
I did not, but they do have websites where you can type out whatever, and they can
make a song.
Yes, man, so sweet. Oh my God.
Aw.
Please.
Somebody snowed over.
Somebody who's not only snowed
somebody
over,
doesn't
probably,
know.
Probably rolled over as well.
Yeah,
good morning, welcome. Hi, 5:59 on this Hot Mess Mornings, as that was called. Now, whoever sent that, I don't know who you are, but thank you for that. It's kind of interesting. If you would like to send more, feel free.
That's great.
I might want to change up the lyrics a little bit. Yes, man, so sweet.
Yeah, really.
Trusted producer. Oh, for God's sake.
Trusting what?
He doesn't even.
Oh, right.
He
I was
even,
waiting on that.
He doesn't even call himself trusted producer, much less anybody else.
But
chilly day today, about 62. We'll see some afternoon rain possibility, scattered showers today. Tomorrow, 72, and then 80. For the high on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. An entire week of 80 degrees or more.
Can you
more.
Believe it?
Yes, because it is spring in East Tennessee.
Yeah, but we've had like an 80 and then 60.
That's called winter and spring in East Tennessee. Yeah. It certainly does that.
Bam, so, yeah. All of a sudden, summer.
Wow, huh? Mm-hmm. How about her? Feeling rejuvenated by the Hot Mess Morning
right.
song.
Ready to go.
Ready to go. Yeah, we're going to get into all things O.J. Simpson as he died yesterday. My. And what? Am I going to just get a cosign on everything?
No.
Oh, that weather. Oh, my goodness.
No, it was just that was all the talk yesterday. I mean,
it was all the talk. And if I was able to put something up on Facebook this morning, I put up the first indication, you know, did he have that deathbed confession? We'll get into that coming up, and we'll get the comments for you. I wanted to put up this morning, do you remember where you were? If you grew up in the 90s, if you were alive in the 90s, then you will probably remember where you were when you saw or watching live the high-speed or the low-speed Bronco chase.
Mm-hmm.
And that Bronco is in Pigeon Forge. Did you know that?
I did know that.
How did it get to Pigeon Forge, of all places? We'll get into all that coming up here on this Mark and Kim show with Yes Man So Sweet.
Oh.
That'll have me snickering all day.
This is probably your handmaiden, your lady in waiting, your ride or die, Jen. This sounds like something she would do. You know,
Mark's always angry. Kim's spilling her coffee while she's running late.
Gee, many Christmas. We'll be back on the Mark and Kim show with some morning did you sees. At 6:30 this morning, I would love an update on the Instagram poll about Kim's ugly dog and what people have said about that so far. I'd like the comments as well, if you could just go ahead and have those at the ready so you can read those. It was National Pet Day yesterday. I think some people have put it very succinctly in how they feel about your dog.
Some people are just ugly.
No. Your dog.
My dog is not ugly.
Your dog is just ugly. Laura from Lenore City. Can a dog be a butterface? Because Kim...
People have ugly words.
Well, you know, your dog may be cute. Your dog may be sweet. Your dog may be lovable.
He's all those things.
But he's a patchwork quilt. He puts an extra T in mutt.
Well, M-U-T-T-T. At 7, I'll bring a little light to that.
A little light. Oh, because your husband, of course.
Oh, my husband.
Mr. Fix-It. Has he ever really fixed anything?
Yeah, he has.
Has he?
He has. I don't bring those stories here.
Did he fix that dog? You sure you didn't do like a home spay or neuter?
No.
I don't know what.
No, that was done professionally.
I don't know what JoJo is, a boy or a girl. Why don't you let the groomer do the work that a groomer does, as opposed to letting your husband and hedge trimmers go at the dog?
I didn't let him. Let's just say that.
We'll also have an update on... we'll have an update on Tuesday's Taste Test Tuesday, which was based on the Selena Gomez reference in her song, where she says, steak tartare.
The taste test we haven't had yet.
Right. We haven't had it yet. The taste test we may not have at all.
Why?
Oh, I'll have to tell you. So crazy rapture tipper woman now is demanding a refund on her tips. Did you see? A woman walked into a Taco Bell, and starts tipping everybody. Tipping everybody. Here, you take a tip, and you take a tip. And because she believed the rapture was upon us. She believed that the end of the world was beginning. The apocalypse, or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
She was giving away everything. Well, of course, with the eclipse, came no apocalypse.
Yeah.
She's now going back to the restaurant and demanding her money back from everybody.
I'm sure that's going well for her.
She's now adamant that her tips were somehow fraudulent and that we tampered with them. Her claims of fraud are literally impossible. This is from the person who put this up. We bring the card reader to the table, and it's the guest who decides the tip amount by either pressing a preset option or entering a custom one before hitting pay.
We all know about that.
Oh, don't we, though?
Yeah.
That's exactly what she did. So it's physically impossible for us to manipulate the tip amounts. Both my coworker and I have already received our tips with our paychecks. We obviously have to pay income tax on those. Returning the money to her at this point is literally impossible since we don't actually have all the money. People who believe that the rapture is upon us. Just understand this, people. Understand this. It's very, the chances that you'll know when the world is ending are very slim.
Yeah, we're not to know when that happens and it'll just happen and be done.
Whether it's, you know, a God thing or a politician thing. One of the two things will end this world, all right? Maybe it's an artificial intelligence thing. Something will end the world at some point. Humanity will cease to exist. The humanity is not even a blip in the timeline of this earth. Not even a blip. It's so minuscule if you're talking about blips on radar. You know what you can see on a radar? A blip. You know what you can't see in the entire history of the earth? The time the humans have been on it.
Mm.
You can't even see it. It's a minuscule dot. All right.
Think about Horton Hears a Who.
I'm thinking about it now, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Because it talks about the different little lives and where they are and how little things are.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, I see. Yes,
and
that
sort of helps you.
And did you say lives?
Lives. I did say lives.
It's my girl.
But lives is what I'm thinking about.
So understand that humanity will cease to exist at some point. It's unfortunate that you've got people that you love now that will go on to a life beyond yours. Mm-hmm. And they might be a part of whatever happens to end humanity. I'm hoping that it's, 15, 17, 18, 25, 3,700 generations later where I don't know those people and don't care about them. But still, you just don't know when. So don't give away your money. Don't believe some religious cult figure who's telling you that the world is ending and that you need to give them all your money. All this stuff and when you go to eat tacos, leave your 10, 15, 18, 25, 30%. And be done with it. And don't give away all your money to taco employees. Because if the world is ending, what are they going to do with the money that you couldn't have done?
The taco people are going with us.
Yes, even the taco people are going with us. Was that racist?
Thinking about it again.
Taco people. Yay, hey, you bunch of taco people! Kimberly Renee. Funny, she's not talking much right now.
No.
The taco restaurant people.
There you go. How about you call them employees?
Okay.
Those taco people.
Gosh.
Well, no, you know what I meant. The people she was tipping.
Yeah, right next to those fried rice people.
No, stop.
Before I get into Taste Test Tuesday rejection, please tell us the poll results. Yesterday, Instagram poll, how ugly is Kim's dog? Or I guess the question was, is this dog ugly?
Yes.
Okay. And the overwhelming, I would assume, response is...
The Instagram story, yes, ugly, 41%, no, 59%.
So not ugly, according to... Because people are kind. People aren't...
Thank goodness for that.
Well, people don't tell the truth, which is fine. You'd rather be kind.
Kindness wins.
You're one of the people that would rather be kind than truthful, so that's fine.
Not always, but most of the time. Kindness wins.
Well, kindness is not the truth. And then the other poll was?
The other poll was, yes, ugly, 39%. No, not ugly, 61%.
So it's similar. So two-thirds think it's not an ugly dog when it is, in fact, an ugly dog. And some of the comments, though, were very revealing, if you will, concerning how ugly this dog was.
The unkind remarks.
Jay Doling, honestly, it's horrific.
Oh, gosh.
Beyond ugly. Just horrific.
He has sad eyes from Harold's girl forever.
Okay, let's not need... Just give me the comments, dude.
All right, I think it's just a haircut. Yikes, he brings a new meaning to Heinz 57.
Oh. As in 57 different varieties of dog in one?
Oh, so ugly. He's sweet.
That goes on and on. So feel free to jump into those comments if you like. So I was making sure, and if you weren't listening yesterday or didn't hear the podcast, Kim does what Kim does when encountering people that she thinks she's above, I guess.
No.
Like new employees.
I don't think I'm above anybody.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Who are you?
And instead of saying, hi, my name is Kim, and then waiting for somebody to introduce themselves, new employee, second time now, and maybe multiple times, if this is the second time we've heard about it, where she says the words, well, who are you?
No, I didn't say it like that. It was, well, who are you?
I think I just said that.
But I didn't say it like, well, who are you?
And then the first time years ago was, do I know you?
And I've since spoken to this new employee, and she was fine with it.
Okay.
Of course, I also yelled over the cubicle wall saying, Tracy! And then I realized I was being rude the second time, if it was rude.
And when I walked up to her yesterday and made sure, hi, my name is Mark. I do the morning show on Starwood at 2.1. She goes, oh, hi, my name is Tracy. It's nice to meet you. I said, you were a subject on the morning show today because of Kim's introduction. She goes, yeah, it was interesting. To first time meet her.
She said she was fine.
She said it was interesting.
I talked with her yesterday.
I talked with her first.
Well, that's fine.
And then she was afraid of you.
She's not afraid of me.
Because you're somebody who would say, well, who are you?
She's not afraid of me. She said it was fine.
When we were talking about it, the president of the company, the president of Knoxville Operations, steps out and says, oh, by the way, what am I hearing about eating raw meat in the studio?
Oh.
And I said, oh, you mean steak tartare? From Selena Gomez's song. She goes, what is that? What? I said, steak tartare. It's like ground beef prepared with spices and all sorts of stuff and a raw egg on top. She goes, and what are you going to do with that? I said, well, it's in the song. And so we thought, oh, well, nobody on the show has ever had steak tartare before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you may have had a pinch of ground beef in your mouth, like grandma seems to do when she's cooking up the burgers. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's not like it's dangerous.
People haven't dropped dead yet.
And you do it yourself? You do.
I told you the other day. I pinch ground, you know, a couple of times.
And so she goes. She goes. Maybe on your own time.
What?
I'm like, well, isn't the morning show on our own time? She goes, that's my time. it's you're leasing my time.
She's not going to let us do it.
The answer to her that was, you may go and do it somewhere else, but don't do it here. I'm like, what if we?
Are you serious?
You can ask Kelsey Gresham today. Say hi, I'm Kim from the morning show, just in case you didn't know who you are.
She was in on that conversation, too. She was in the hallway with us.
Hold on. The joke is that the general manager should know who you are. Kim, follow along, please. The point I'm making is that she has now rejected our Taste Test Tuesday steak tartare. We can't have it here. We can't have it here.
But we have another new salesperson who says it's delightful. She's had it.
She showed us pictures yesterday.
Yeah,
lovely.
Beautiful pictures. I mean, they're
good. Yeah, it's good looking food.
It does look like a
cake. It looks delicious. Pardon me? Yeah,
it does just look like a cake of raw beef.
You know why?
It has to be steak, ground steak, not just ground chuck.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Well, she said it's better
I looked at recipes of it, and it says any kind of variety of ground beef works with steak tartare. And because it's ground chuck or ground whatever, doesn't mean it's less or more healthful or less or more prone to bacteria.
Did you tell our general manager and vice president that
she's actually our president?
Our president. And
already downmouthing her.
Look at that. I'm not.
You poor mouth.
Would you stop?
Wow.
But did you tell her that we were just going to eat a little bit? I mean, we're not going to eat like a big portion
of
it.
You think that matters?
Well, I mean,
if there's bacteria that make us sick, which was, I would assume is her concern, it doesn't matter how much we've eaten. Mm. But then again, in your house,
we eat bacteria all the time.
By the way, someone set a funny meme about O.J. Simpson, or said something in the comments about O.J. Simpson, that the juice has expired. It must have been in Kim's fridge. Yeah. Must have been in Kim's fridge. Yep. It is Mark and Kim. And I've got the jingle ready to go for the next segment.
They're the hot mess Hansards, and they're at it once again.
Mm-hmm.
Cockamamie schemes and lots of buffoonery. Three weird people who are perfect
buffoonery
for each other.
Enabled.
The hot love mess my Hansards husband's
we
heart.
Should all run.
You love his
cover.
Heart. I do believe that your marriage is based on trolling. That your husband can't be doing this stuff on his own inspiration. He must think to himself, ooh, watch this.
No.
And this is involving that ugly dog of theirs.
Not ugly.
And god awful. Like Frankenpup.
The ugliness was helped by my husband.
Your husband caused the dog to be ugly?
Yeah.
I'll need to see other pictures before he took the hedge clippers to it to see if, in fact, the dog was just as ugly then.
Nope.
So we'll have a before and after all coming up. And the Mark and Kim show here just a minute or two from now on Star Water 2.1.
My husband decided to trim our Aussie doodle himself. And when I say trim, he didn't trim him. He cut him down to the skin almost. Mm. Aussie doodle.
Well,
he looks duty, like duty.
He looks like, so she just said it.
Yeah.
Well, right now he does.
He looks like crap. So yesterday's poll, is this an ugly dog? You would have voted yes.
Right now he doesn't look good.
So you would have voted yes.
But he's a pretty dog normally.
No.
He's a pretty dog normally.
Nope.
Normally he does. He looks good.
Show me the picture from before the trim job, so to speak.
Normally, mm-hmm. He looks pretty.
No.
He does. He's a pretty dog.
He's a Franken dog.
No, he's not.
He looks like he's half Dalmatian, half mutt.
That's just his coloring. But he's an Aussie doodle, so he's an Australian shepherd and poodle mix. He has extremely long legs, and
you can find
the pictures on there so I can tell the story, please.
Wow. Go through her phone. Be careful.
It's like going through a lady's purse. I don't...
I told you could do it. It's fine.
That doesn't mean anything, though. Trust me. Yeah. It'll come back to haunt you.
So he was groomed and everything right before we got him. That's after the trim.
Yeah, that's the ugly picture.
Okay.
We'd said we need to have JoJo groomed. And so my husband had called, and it was going to be a week and a half, 2 weeks before we could get him in. So he made an appointment.
Okay.
But with the rain and everything, and there was a place in our yard where he got muddy. And so, because he was going out and in and everything.
Take him to the groomer, they'll wash him.
Well, we wash him. He gets a bath just about every week because of his hair. He's white and black, and Ralph bathes the dogs every week in our big tub. And so he was bathing him the other night and he said, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and trim him myself. And he was just going to start by trimming him to get some of the mud and stuff, you know.
Dorcas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dorcas.
Mm-hmm. I was gone when he decided to do this. And so then he thought, you know, I can groom him myself.
Ignoramus.
Mm-hmm. There's no
ignoramus.
Need, there's no need to pay $100 to have this dog groomed.
There is now.
Well.
So he gets in there and now. The first, he couldn't get the, he has a good set of dog clippers.
How? Why?
He bought them.
Why?
He has them from a dog he had a few years back. They're a good set of clippers.
Okay, a dog he had a few years back, what, before you?
Well,
so 25 plus year yeah. old clip?
Yeah. So anyway, he got
Ignoramus.
These clippers out.
I know. Ignoramus.
So he got these clippers out, and the guard that you put on the clippers wouldn't go through Joey's hair, and you'd think that would make him stop,
his
right?
name is JoJo. Yeah.
Well, that's what I call him. But anyway, so he couldn't get it to go through, so he takes the guard off and thought, well, I'll just carefully, you know, do it layer by layer.
Your husband carefully, who took off popcorn ceiling
I know.
With a leaf blower
I know.
In the house.
So the first
the man who knocked out electricity
for the whole
to the neighborhood.
Side. Yeah.
By working on something in the yard.
So he goes too short, and then he has to do the rest of it to match, he decided. Instead of just leaving it and going, well, wait till we go to the groomers. No, he decides to do all of it. So he leaves the ears and the tail like you're supposed to, but he does everything else too short. I come home, and there's JoJo. And then Eli comes home a little bit later, our son, and he goes, what happened to JoJo? I mean, it was hideous. And so now JoJo is embarrassed. I mean, he just like, he's like,
hold on.
Doesn't want people to see him.
This is called anthropomorphizing.
When he does.
You're lying human qualities to a dog. You don't think you think the dog knows how ugly it is?
Ralph's parents came over yesterday, day before, and JoJo wouldn't even come out. And usually he comes running out to see everybody, and he's like over in his bed, like, I don't want people to see me.
Buffoonery.
Mm-hmm. Buffoonery.
Buffoonery.
Normally he's galloping around, and now he's like, he lets Mabel, our other dog, come over, but he's like staying behind. It's like he's embarrassed for people to see him, and he's cold.
So your husband, your husband will never learn a lesson. Truly, what, you know, you're supposed to have, you know, well, no, you're codependent. You enable each other to do this kind of stuff.
I wasn't there to stop him. If I'd been there, I would have said, no, you're not doing this. You are not grooming this dog. And he wouldn't have been happy about it, but he would not have groomed the dog. And he even admits, he goes, well, in 2 weeks, it'll look a lot better. 2 weeks? In 2 weeks, he would have been groomed by a professional.
Dorcas.
Mm-hmm.
Dorcas.
Mm-hmm.
Stress on the first syllable.
Dork.
Dorcas.
Yes.
So now, when we take him to the groomer, they're going to have to fix it, not only just trim him.
How about you just let it grow out, and then they'll do it eventually.
Well, we'll have to.
Just let the dog get uglier by the day, because it's already there. Oh, my God.
His mom does the same thing.
Did you find a picture before?
No, I didn't.
He quit looking at my phone, but I'll show you.
I'm not going through it.
Yeah, I don't want to. On her phone? On her phone?
What do you think's on there?
You never know. Time for her versus her, Mark versus Kimber. And so welcome to contestants, one named Megan, one named Holly. Today, Megan and Holly are playing the game known as The List, and they're playing The List for...
4 tickets to Muse Knoxville. Now is a great time to register your children ages 4 years through 4th grade for summer camp at Muse Knoxville, where they can discover what's in their backyard, take a trip to the past, and have a great steam-packed summer.
I also understand your husband is going to be doing some dog grooming over there.
No, he will not.
Skills competitions.
He will not.
How to butcher a dog.
No, he will not.
Everybody's saying by the any kind of doodle, don't attempt to groom on your own.
Exactly.
All right, Megan, because you called first this morning, Megan, so you're stuck with you get to play with Kim today.
Not stuck.
As your contestant, Holly. You're blessed by me.
You're stuck with Mark.
Yes. You'll be the other her, Mark versus Kim Burr. And who goes first today? Kim.
Me and Megan.
All right. There's a list. 75 seconds. Listen closely. At the end of the round, Holly, you'll have a chance to steal some of these points if Megan and Kim have to skip. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Are you ready, Megan?
I'm ready.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
This is OJ's wife that he supposedly killed.
Supposedly.
His wife?
Yes, the full name.
Oh, skip, I don't know her name.
Okay. Do you know the neighbor that lived in the garage, the one that lived above the garage for OJ Simpson?
No.
Okay. Do you know any of his lawyers?
No. Okay. I wasn't alive then.
Okay.
Oh, no.
This is not going to go well for us.
Oh, my God.
Do you know the community that OJ lived in by any chance? Because...
Los Angeles?
No. Okay. Do you know Kim, Khloe, and... do you know the
Kardashians?
Yes. But do you know their dad, who is dead? Their brother is named after him. Their brother is named after him.
No.
I'm so sorry. I didn't anticipate.
Okay. I don't know what else to do because you weren't alive, so you don't know. I'm so sorry.
It's
this
okay.
list. I don't know what else to do because it's all about.
Hold on. Don't say anything because Holly has a chance to steal. Current score master Steve.
Megan has zero. Holly has zero, but there's a lot that Holly can steal.
Holly?
okay, Nicole Brown Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Kato Kaelin.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only ones I remember.
All right. Wow, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't even. How do you not know the basics of the crime of the century?
And the names, I don't know. I must live under a rock.
Well, if you're not alive, I guess. Okay, Nicole Brown Simpson, Kato Kaelin, Marsha Clark, Johnny Cochran, Robert Kardashian, Lance Ito, Ron Goldman, Al Callings, Brent Wood, and.
Mezzaluna. Yeah, the restaurant Ron was working at before he was murdered by O.J. Simpson.
Mm. Okay, well.
Scoremaster Steve.
Might as well not even play because. That is. She could steal.
What if Holly and me have a moment like you just had?
Okay, Holly, Megan, pay a lot of attention because you can steal if they don't get.
All right.
Some. Okay.
Okay. So, Holly, on your mark, get set, go.
Okay, this is. A type of pickle. It's the sliced one. It has a weird name to it. It's about the slices of white or wheat that we eat and the spread you put on it from the butter. Yes. This is what you wash your hands with. These two items.
Hand soap.
Two items. You use the H2O and the,
soap and water.
Yes. This is... Not PB&J, but PB&B. What would that be?
Peanut butter and bread?
Well, no. The fruit, the long yellow fruit is?
Oh, peanut butter and banana.
Yes. This makes everything nice for little girls.
Sugar and spice.
Yes. Sometimes it's heat. Sometimes it's freezing. So the two taps on your faucet are?
Hot and cold.
Yes. These are the top two medals in the Olympics. Go from the second to the first.
Silver and gold.
This is the one place you'd like to go after death and the one place you wouldn't want to go after death, and that would be?
Heaven and hell.
Right. Okay. Luckily, Kim's house wasn't on that. she's the boy today. She has won the game.
Dang, very good. Very good.
Let me ask Holly a question. Holly, how old are you, my friend?
41.
So you were 11, I guess, or so.
Yeah.
When the O.J. Simpson.
It was a big story, though. Yeah.
How do you not know anything about the O.J. Simpson trial? Well, Megan, thank you for playing. We appreciate you. Bread and butter, soap and water, peanut butter and banana, sugar and spice, hot and cold, silver and gold, heaven and hell, socks and shoes still to come, pen and paper, bacon and eggs, and Drew and Peacock on the way. So congratulations. No. Holly, off you go to the Muse Knoxville. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know what they say about assuming you make an ass out of you and me, and as I handed Kim a list for her versus him, Mark versus Kim, with all the players in the O.J. Simpson trial, the murder, the whole thing, we were met with silence. You're 31.
Yeah.
So what do you remember about the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman?
That's their names?
The people that were murdered were Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. Yeah. You at least those names resonate somehow, don't they?
No.
Yeah, at all. Like not even Nicole, like Nicole Simpson.
No.
Not at all. So you don't, no. You were one. So you have obviously you don't have any recollection of it.
I have no idea. But since then,
in 30 years, you've heard of the murder and the trial and stuff like that, right? I mean,
I've heard of the trial, yeah, but I don't know the names. I know O.J. Simpson.
Right. How do you know O.J.
Simpson? He's a USC Trojan.
He used to play football back in the 1960s for the University of Southern California Trojans, yet he has no knowledge of Ron Goldman, Nicole Brown Simpson, Denise Simpson.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Denise Brown, excuse me. No?
No.
Okay. A.C. Cowlings?
Who?
A.C. Cowlings?
No.
Al Cowlings? No?
No.
Drove the Bronco while O.J. was getting away? You know, he was a driver. He was in the back.
I thought O.J. drove it.
No. All right. We'll teach all about O.J. We'll do an O.J.
I don't think they care.
An O.J. masterclass. You know, maybe.
I don't think they do. It was a big deal to us because he was such an iconic.
Oh, we'll get into all that coming up. It is the Mark and Kim show. Either that or we're just screaming into an open canyon like we always do every morning on the Mark and Kim show. All right. So for the uninitiated, and by the way, I love the texts we're getting now. I have no recollection of the O.J. Simpson trial because I'm 21 years old. Yeah, you know, of course not, because it happened 30 years ago. 30 years ago. 31 now. O.J. Simpson acquitted in a criminal court because, as they put it on many occasions, Marcia Clark, the attorney, the prosecuting attorney in that case.
The one with the bad perm.
She botched up the most open and shut case in American jurisprudence history. The blood evidence, overwhelming. Everything else. There is not a doubt in the mind of almost anybody except for Reggie in our comments. OJ didn't do it. If it don't fit, it means he didn't do it. There was in the trial, the glove.
If don't it, fit, you must acquit.
Okay, you're not allowed to talk on this because you were 1 year old when this happened.
That's all, yeah.
That's all you know, but you didn't. Hold on. You know that.
Yeah.
So were you trolling me on not knowing who Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson were?
No, I have no idea who they are.
Well, they're dead now.
Well.
At the hands of O.J. But in a civil trial, the family, Ron Goldman's family, sued. He was found responsible for the murders and the payoff that he owes the money, which is over $100 million now, by the way.
Which they've gotten hardly any of
it. Nothing. He did, at one point, O.J. Simpson did write a book called If I Did It, which, if that's not the creeping confession, I don't know what is. And I always said, and I said this on this show and many others, because this has been, as long as I've been on the radio in the morning since 1993, this has dominated my life as a morning radio personality. I've talked about this for 30 years. And when I always said, I hope I outlive O.J. Simpson so that if he has a deathbed moment, not an audit, like he gets killed or something happens and he instantaneously dies, if he has time to confess on his deathbed, I always predicted that he would.
And that's the first thing we brought up yesterday when we were talking with Tiersa Smith from Channel 6. The three of us in a text, a family text, as we call it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I guess we didn't get that deathbed confession because we didn't. But the book you were talking about, If I Did It, am I wrong in saying that he was not able to publish it, but the Goldman family got the rights to that and published it?
And they have republished it and they changed the title from If I Did It to I Did It.
Yeah. That's what I
have a copy. Before it was seized, if you will, I got a copy of it. I have it on my shelf in my library. It's a manuscript of If I Did It. And he just effectively admits he did it. He did it. There's not a doubt in the world that he did it.
Which was crazy to think that he wrote a book.
Well, understand this, though. It would be as if today, to put O.J. Simpson into context for those who are 31 years old or younger,
mm-hmm.
who don't know anything. Although someone did say, I'm 48 and I wouldn't have known anything you asked us in Her Versus Him this morning when I gave all the names of the people like Kato Kaelin, Marcia Clark.
Some people just don't care.
Don't care? Didn't pay any attention?
OJ wasn't a big, huge thing to them.
Okay, so OJ Simpson in those days, coming up as the greatest college athlete, he won the Heisman Trophy in football. He went on to a stellar career with the Buffalo Bills, first running back to ever break 2,000 yards in a season. After that, he became the most beloved of like the TV commentators for sports. He was in movies, not a great actor. Y'all should love that. Not a great actor in some bad
films. We could
films,
be in movies.
But yeah. There were few people more beloved than O.J. Simpson. And so it would be like if like LeBron James was to kill his ex-wife and her friend today. To put it into the context of someone as big. Now, LeBron's still playing, of course.
Right.
But it'd be like if Tom Brady killed his ex-wife and her new lover, the jiu-jitsu guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the context to put it in. And it was an absolute, you were riveted during the low-speed Bronco chase.
First of all, because it's low speed. Why aren't they just pulling him over? What's going on here?
Well, because they knew, they were in conversation with Al Cowlings, who was driving the Bronco. We're going back home. Let me take him back home. They got him back home. Supposedly he was going to kill himself in the back of the Bronco. But as much of a narcissist as he was, probably he's not going to do that. He's just threatening to do so. So without going step by step through the entire trial, he may not have been found guilty in a criminal court. He was found responsible in a civil court where the preponderance of evidence is what convicts, if you will. Mm-hmm. You have to be beyond a reasonable doubt. Well, Johnny Cochran and Robert Kardashian and Robert Shapiro and everybody else on the F. Lee Bailey, all of the attorneys on it, were able to raise enough doubt but it was an absolute circus in and out of the court.
Yeah.
If you have, there's documentaries. If you don't know anything about this, and it is truly the crime of our lifetime.
It's fascinating.
It is the crime. There are plenty of documentaries, some docudramas about it. If you like good crime stories, because everybody's into crime podcasts now, go back and watch this stuff.
If you like real crime stories,
this is the real.
Look this one up.
This is the most famous murder in history. Murder. It's by far, give me a more famous, other than the Charles Manson stuff and stuff. But in terms of the person who did it and then the circus that took place afterwards, there has been nothing.
It is crazy.
Nothing will ever compare to this.
You watch or listen and you're like, how did all of this happen and just keep going on? Was he not found guilty? And
I would race home.
It's crazy.
Every day. From work to sit there for hours and watch the trial take place. And it took, 9 months?
Oh, yeah.
9 months? 9 months.
And you sat there riveted.
Or you kind of gave up halfway through because it was tedious after a while. But then there was always highlights on the nightly news. And I
just couldn't watch Marcia's hair anymore.
Because, Marcia Clark, the attorney with a really bad perm that she can't seem to let go of. She with the false eyelashes can't let go of somebody with a perm.
I wore false eyelashes one day.
That's all it took. to ruin everybody on false eyelashes. All right, so we'll get into the comments coming up about, did he confess on his deathbed? Of course he didn't, but maybe he did. You don't celebrate anybody's death. Let's just say that right now. You don't celebrate anybody's death. An untimely one, if you will, 76 of cancer, which means it's untimely. So White House taking a lot of flack this morning for thoughts and prayers for the O.J. Simpson family.
Yeah.
But none for the Goldmans or the... Mm. But if you think about it, if you're going to be technical about it, he was not convicted in a criminal court of the crime. Now, people have texted already this morning and said, wait a minute, he went to jail for it. No, you're conflating. He did spend 9 years in jail, but that's when he and a bunch of friends broke into a hotel room.
Yep.
When they thought that somebody had stolen a bunch of his memorabilia.
I think a lot of people have that confused, though.
And it's like Clark County is where Las Vegas is, and Clark County did what L.A. County couldn't. Effectively, kind of like by proxy, made him spend 9 years in jail. So, yes, don't conflate the two. He did not go to jail. He was found liable in a civil trial, ordered to pay the Goldman family $33.5 million. They got a tiny fraction of that. Over time, it's compounded. He owes them $100 million, and they're going to try to get it from the estate. Mm. And he was earning $25,000 a month in his NFL pension or any, and then who knows what else he had in terms of savings. That, but they'll come after it. They will come after it.
I don't blame them.
The father of Ron Goldman, he was Nicole Brown Simpson's friend. He was visiting her after they were, after he was working at the Mezzalin. Don't look at me like that. At the Mezzalin
restaurant. So I'm trying to pay attention.
Right. And then that's when he saw them together, made a grand assumption, which was probably not too far.
Like they were cheating?
They were divorced already.
Yeah, Nicole, there was no cheating.
Wow, hello.
Oh. Well, because they weren't together anymore.
Sorry. I mean.
Right, right. And finding out about, you know, you think you know somebody, and then you learn about them behind closed doors, plenty of stuff to indicate not the best dude.
Well, there were all sorts of calls that she had made to 911 about, well, you know, about him beating her and abusing her. Yeah. And she would, there's one that I remember hearing about her saying, it's O.J. Simpson. I think you know his history because she had called so many times before.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So you think you know somebody and then they kill somebody. You know, fit of rage or whatever. He had scars and cuts all over his hand. Okay. So Ron's father, Fred, released a statement. The only thing I have to say is it's just further reminder of Ron being gone all these years. It's no great loss to the world. It's a further reminder of just Ron being gone. Prosecutor Marcia Clark sent condolences to the Simpson family. White House did the same thing, but no reference to the Brown or the Goldman families.
See, I don't get that.
The same day that OJ's death was announced, Ford recalled 22,000 Broncos due to possibly cracked fuel injectors. Just a little tidbit of information.
Interesting timing.
The actual white Bronco is in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Did you look up why that was?
No, I haven't.
Thank you. Remember when I asked? I wonder why it's here in Pigeon Forge.
Huh. I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
When did I ask that question, though?
A little while ago.
A little?
A while ago.
Like 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
In OJ's final tweet, February 11th, he said his health was good and he was, quote, just about over his issues.
Well,
I guess not.
Well.
This meme is funny, but it's only off, but it's off by a day. OJ died on the 10th. His death was announced on the 11th. And the headline in The Onion, OJ Simpson allowed to remain living after coffin doesn't fit.
All right. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Comments, Reggie, OJ didn't do it. If it don't fit, that means he didn't do it. You got that wrong a little
bit. Yeah.
Ralph, I'm glad he died. Hopefully it was a terrible death for him. Murderer, domestic abuser. Tracy, justice has been done. Hope he likes it hot. I said what I said. Amanda, his family knows. Because the question was, do you think he confessed? I was wondered if there'd be a deathbed confession from OJ Simpson.
We've wondered that for years.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it could just... I don't know. It would give this. I don't believe in closure. I think it's a made up thing. But I would at least the family would say, aha, okay,
we knew it.
At least you said it. At least at least you manned up at the end. Skeeter, his son did it.
His son?
Well, let's not conflate. I think we're conflating also that the feeling that JonBenet Ramsey, remember the little girl was murdered?
Yeah.
That her brother did that.
Yeah. A lot of people believe that.
Heather believes that he took it to the grave, as in the knowledge. Cindy says she doesn't think he did. Jamie. I mean, he wrote a book called If I Did It, detailing how he would have done it if he were the killer. How much more of a confession do we actually need?
Mm-hmm.
He will get his true judgment now. Chad didn't need to confess. Judgment is upon him. Susan, probably not, but I bet the glove fits now. Billy, don't need to confess. The Lord already knows. Casey Anthony next.
Ooh.
All right. People have thoughts.
Brandon, just like in Kim's fridge, the juice has expired. To which Kelly responded, maybe they found him dead in Kim's pantry.
Yep. You know?
To which Jamie responded to Kelly, that was the best. What an awesome comment. I think that deserves to be read on air. Well, you go.
There you have it.
Melissa believes narcissists believe what they make up.
Yeah, they do. Don't look at me. I believe we all have a little bit of narcissism in us.
There you go. And so there it is. So hopefully a little tutorial on who OJ, who's this OJ they're talking about? Who's Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson? You had to know that.
No, honestly, I know the name Nicole, but I thought it was Nicole Richie. I don't know why I conflated the two. I don't know why.
You only know what you know.
Take the rest of the day off. Okay, yeah. Go look up the O.J. Simpson Bronco in Pigeon Forge because...
It's because the person who runs the museum is in ties with law enforcement, big in law enforcement and good in getting justice, so forth. But there's more that I need to read into that.
Which means you have nothing for us.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Fart walks. We'll be talking about them next Monday, on Monday.
I actually saw a video about this.
Fart walking. I'm surprised you're going to engage in this conversation.
I didn't say I would engage in it, but I saw a video pop up on my feed.
I'm telling you now to prepare yourself for the pearl clutching you're going to have to do. We go on and on about fart walking.
I saw this old woman talking about it.
So you should relate? What are you trying to say?
No, it was her and her husband.
Because she's not uptight like you are?
Concerning I'll talk about farts. I have a son. I mean, farts became a thing.
Hold on. You have a husband.
Yeah.
Hold on. You have a gastrointestinal system of your own.
I know. Everybody farts. I know that. Everybody farts. I don't think you should do it in the presence of everybody.
You don't think you should do it in the presence of anybody.
Well.
Matter of fact, you don't even let your husband after 25 years.
I wouldn't say I don't let him. He has never, a measure of respect.
Or were you going to say success?
No, I was going to say respect.
As a measure of success.
Respect is what I meant. I just don't think you should just let him rip everywhere.
Air.
But.
It's just air, and it's natural, and it happens, and there's something called fart walking.
Well, I saw this woman talking about it.
And we'll be doing it on Monday, or at least be talking about it. Or maybe we'll just walk off some farts on Monday. I'll text you what to eat over the weekend, then you come in Monday, bloated as hell.
Why do I have to do it?
All you people want is more, 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 more!
Give me!
More, more.
Well. Hello, Friday. So you got a combination thing working here. It's Friday. It's a bonus. It's going to be a nice day. Actually, not as nice day today.
It looks pretty good out there.
Looks pretty good. Going to be better tomorrow. Better on Sunday.
Today's going to be cool, though. Today is going to be like one of those early fall days where it's sunny, but it's cool.
Fall cool is different than spring cool.
It is. I agree with that. It's just different. Like summer hot is.
We're working towards the heat.
Yeah.
We're not working towards the cold.
No, I agree.
But so brisk on, if you've had hot all summer.
Yeah.
62 is cold in fall. 62 is warm in winter.
I agree.
Okay. I'm sorry. Warm in spring. Excuse me. But what I'm going to discuss, and it's going to be quick because I'm on the road here shortly. So I found out that this funeral I have to go to is an open casket funeral. Mm.
Well, you shouldn't be surprised by that. I mean, a lot of people have open caskets.
It's fewer and fewer. I just went to a funeral where there was no casket.
Well, I've gone to more and more where people have been cremated. So there's either an urn or
yeah, but there was nothing. There was the last one we went to for Terry,
mm-hmm.
Who was a friend of a coworker, former coworker of ours, live-in lover, I should say, of a coworker. That we used to have here, who we love, and
your
we loved her.
Term.
And so we lost her 6 months ago, six months ago in that range, three, mm-hmm. four, five, whatever. Went to the funeral, but there was no body. There was no mm-hmm. casket.
No.
It was just a celebration of life. And the thing I'm going today, because I guess nobody says funeral anymore, but the thing I'm going to today is a celebration of life, and I have found out that the body will be there. So if it's a celebration, I thought celebrations of life excluded the body.
No. Mm-mm. No, the body can be there.
But
see, you have a different terminology. You've always referred to the wake. And I always thought the wake was a long ago term. I never referred to anything as a wake.
Not the words. Irish wake. It's still the term that's used.
Well, I I'm just saying, in my experience, we never referred to anything as a wake. So I was
that's what you called it.
Confused by
going
what?
To a wake.
Well,
where they have the body.
We never referred to anything
define
as a wake.
Define wake.
Wake.
Did you ever refer to anything
hold on,
as a
hold
wake?
On. Did you think I was asking you to define wake?
I did for just a second, yeah.
But why have don't you go to Google?
But have you ever referred to anything as a wake? I mean, just in my experience,
yes,
it was...
Yes, I've been to wakes before.
Well, I know you have, but I'm asking...
Yes, yes man, who didn't know what O.J. Simpson was?
Well, but everybody has their own experience. I mean, we always had
You knew who O.J. Simpson was. You didn't know you didn't know Nicole Brown Simpson nor Ron Gold.
No, I didn't know the supporting cast.
But
the
we
drama
always,
series.
We always had the receiving of friends, the funeral, or a celebration of life. And then there's the graveside, you know, which is not a funeral. It's the graveside service.
It's the burial of the body.
Yeah. So never was wake.
Too.
You're the first person, other than in books that I had read,
wake.
Where wake had been used.
A wake is a social gathering associated with death held before a funeral. Traditionally, a wake involves family and friends keeping watch over the body of the dead person, usually in the home of the deceased. Some of the wakes are held at the funeral home or another convenient location.
Mm-hmm.
We just never used that term.
Okay, that's fine. Maybe it's a regionalism. Whatever the case may be, I'm going to a place today where there's going to be an exposed dead body that even sitting in the funeral, without even going up to the side of the coffin, I'm sure I'll be able to see it.
Because if the casket generally is at the front of the chapel or wherever, this is at a funeral home, I'm assuming.
I guess. It's the funeral at so-and-so church, so I think it's
okay,
at the
church.
Okay,
so it'll be at the front of the chapel of the church probably then.
Right.
So you will be able to see the lid. It's not like the whole casket is open. It'll be the lid of the casket will be open.
Now, I've been to wakes where the entire casket from the head to the toe.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I've never seen that.
Mm-hmm.
But usually the top part is open, and you see, you know, the hands folded.
You know, I've been there.
And you'll see the front.
Yeah, I know.
You know. But then
I know what I'm expecting. This is why I'm dreading it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about if it's like, you know, the pews or, you know, the chairs that you'll sit in, the pew is a certain height. Maybe I'll bring a footstool or I'll just sit on the floor.
Huh.
It'll change the line of vision. I'll be the only one sitting on the floor.
So you'd have to really sit up straight to see the
No, I don't want to sit up straight. Do you understand? That's what I'm saying. I might even lay down and bring a pillow.
Yeah.
So I can see the service without having to see the body.
Yeah.
So you're going to sleep at the wake.
Well, no. He's not saying he's going to sleep.
I'm going to lay down to get the lowest point of view. Do you understand?
Yeah.
The line from A to B. And then if I was standing up and looking down, I'd see it. If I'm laying down and looking up, I won't see it.
Yeah, you don't have to see anything. Okay.
I had to explain a lot to you today.
You have. Seems like my mind's somewhere else.
No, it's just your knowledge base is small.
Oh, what is it about the body
it's dead.
Being there that bothers you?
It's dead.
Okay. And while I understand, I'm not comfortable around dead bodies.
Then why would you
but
be surprised
I'm
that I'm not
uncomfortable around them, I guess.
Do you understand that body had life just days before?
I do
before?
Understand that.
That it was animated and speaking and all that other stuff.
I do understand that.
You went from that to nothingness.
And I've always thought it strange that we feel the need to see the body after death.
I don't feel that need.
Well, no, I don't feel that need either. But I mean, why as a society...
it used to be, from what I understand, it used to be to make sure that the body was actually dead.
But after all they've gone through with the embalming and everything, I mean, don't we know they're dead?
Look, they used to bury people with a string into the coffin with a bell attached to it.
I understand that.
So that you could ring the bell if you had been... And by the way, not everybody's embalmed, just so you know.
Well, I know some religions do not. You're
not
right.
Not even some religions. Just some people just bury them. And I would rather, if I'm going to go ashes to ashes, dust to dust, don't put something in me that's going to make it so that I don't, you know, disintegrate.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of going into the earth is
to disintegrate.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. And so when they, you know, they exhume caskets sometimes, there should be nothing there. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
My biological father died in 1968. If they cracked his coffin today, I would certainly hope there's absolutely nothing there. Nothing.
Yeah.
Because I can't, you know, and maybe that's it. Maybe, you know, having a dead relatives. Like we all do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just beyond not being comfortable with it. There's certain things I've chosen just to not involve myself with. And a dead body happens to be one of them. And I think it's okay. I don't have to.
No, I'm not saying it's not.
Well, I mean, I was just
curious what it was.
I don't know.
About
could be psychological, but I have been to these things before and I feel terribly uncomfortable on there. Mm-hmm. And so I've told you that my life is about staying as comfortable as possible.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do things I don't want to do because I don't have to anymore.
Yeah.
I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. I will figure out something else or do something else if I'm not enjoying my everyday life, which I want to be exactly the same tomorrow as it was today. And I want today to be like yesterday.
Yeah.
I want status quo. I don't want any change.
I get that.
Right. Seeing a dead body today is some change that I'm not.
So you don't want tomorrow to be like today.
I don't want every day to be like today. Yes. Like, so I want tomorrow to be a little bit different, where I lay in bed and I have coffee and breakfast and I get up and do my thing at my leisure.
Well, do
not
you have
to drive
to go,
six, what?
Do you have to go to the funeral then? I mean, because you're there for the living, so could you see the family and not actually be
sure.
in the room with the,
yeah, I
with
do that.
The dead?
I mean, I could do that. If I don't want to go to the service, then I could do that, but
yeah.
I'm, you know. Then you have to ask questions. Oh, I'm sorry. Then you have to answer questions. And I'm not a, you know, big fan of answering questions.
Oh.
So.
And here I am asking questions.
No, I'm fine with you, for God's sake. I'm inured to it by this point with you. A glossy exterior now coats me, bounces right off to you. Nonetheless, it's just a, you know, so it's just a thing. So that's why we're going to, this is going to be a little shorter than normal. Because I got to get out of here. I got to drive. I will say this. I will see relatives today that I have not seen in 30 years.
Oh, wow.
I will be at a place, a town that meant a lot to me back in my day mm-hmm. coming up because, just so I'm straight on everything, my biological father died when I was 3.
Mm-hmm.
My mother remarried. That man adopted me, raised me. That's my father. This is his sister. And it goes, and we go back to a town where every, like twice or three times a year, we'd go visit, even though it was an 8 or 9 hour drive from where we were living. And that house, that small house built by my grandfather by hand back in the early 1900s, it meant a lot to me. And it was, I equated it with that phrase that I loved so much as a child. Dad, tell me about the olden days.
Oh, yeah.
The olden days.
Didn't we all ask
and,
that?
And it was back in the time when I believe that, you know, in my life is when we could see in color. But back in my father's life and my grandfather's life, they could only see in black and white because all the pictures were in black and white.
Yeah.
There were no color pictures from back then.
We all believe there was no color.
Right, so, and, you know, photos of the house that were in black and white from the 1920s and stuff like that. The history of that, that's going to be nice to visit. I'll go back and I'll visit the home, which I don't think is even owned by the family anymore. But, you know, it'll be nice to see people that I haven't seen in forever.
But there's a lot of memories and I would think a lot of emotion tied to this trip.
Are you trying to work me into some tears or something?
No, we're talking. So I'm just saying, and your father, I would think, is going to be somewhat emotional because this is his sister.
He will. And live from his home in Fairfax, Virginia. He's not traveling. He just had hernia surgery.
Oh, yeah.
He can't travel. So he had 3 hernias removed or fixed or whatever you do with a hernia.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife said, no. Yeah, no. And they got a chance to get down there and see his sister before she passed. So, and I'm not sure he's big into funerals either. You know, he's had to bear a lot lately. His son died.
Yeah.
And my brother and now his sister, and he lived through his sister's death and his mother's death and his father's death. And so there's just him and his other sister left.
Yeah.
And me stuck with me.
So that's a lot of emotion and a lot of.
Yeah. So he's not going to be there. So I'm representing the family.
Yeah.
And, you know, and as you know, these are cousins and aunts and uncles. And sometimes unless you live in the same town with cousins, aunts and uncles, after you grow up and you kind of, that's kind of a familial relation that sometimes just disappears.
Except for weddings and funerals a lot of times.
Yeah. But even that, I mean, there have been weddings along the way that I just haven't attended. Cause I, you know, even though I'm in daily touch with my father, but it just, you know, I grew out of the whole cousins thing with all my cousins. I mean, there's rarely a cousin that I haven't spoken to cousins on my mother's side in 25 years.
Yeah.
So, but these, and I don't really, I don't have much to do with the cousins that I have now that'll be, but I will see them today and I haven't seen them in ages, which will be nice.
And you'll be telling stories from back in the, but I mean, everybody, cause when it's funny with cousins, or at least in my family.
It's real
on both
funny
sides.
With your cousins.
Well, once you stop
real funny with your cousins.
No, but I mean,
none of my cousins, by the way, have seen me naked.
Well, okay.
Although there's one I would have liked to have seen me naked.
Yeah.
And hopefully Glenda will be there today, but you know, that's another story for another
Glenda
day.
Glenda the good cousin.
That's right.
But it's like when you see each other, you the good times that you had growing up and those memories, like you were talking about in the little house that means so much to you and that you had those good
memories.
Don't
try to make me emotional.
No, I'm not trying to make you emotional, but it's like when we see those cousins, even if you haven't seen each other in years.
Or naked.
You those stories come back and you talk about those times and it's like you still have that familial,
Bond.
Well, yeah.
We'll find out today, won't we?
It's very cool.
So I'll tell you more about it Monday in the podcast, how it went and how I responded, if I was able to suck it up
You will
get near the suck it up and get near the casket if there's a line of family or
you can see the family without going to the casket.
And as a cousin or as a nephew of this woman, I won't be on the receiving line, will
I? No, you don't have to be. No.
I know I don't have to be, is it expected?
On the line, no. It can be, it's usually their kids, their spouse, if there's a spouse still living, there will be the spouse, their kids, and sometimes the grandkids.
Okay.
Well, I actually attended a funeral a few years ago, and it was my stepfather's father who had passed away, and they had me in the line, like greeting people. Yeah.
What were you doing there?
I don't know. I was just greeting people, and then when everybody went through the line, then I left.
Huh. So you were on the receiving line, but didn't stick around for the funeral?
No.
If you're on the receiving line, you have an obligation to stick around for the funeral.
Well, they had asked me to step up there. I didn't necessarily feel comfortable. I don't do funerals either. Like
because you not only do funerals, you do receiving lines.
I did it to be respectful. Okay. But yeah.
And then you left?
Yep.
How much respect was that?
My stepfather's parents weren't like, they didn't treat me well.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not going down that road. I'm just saying that's why I left. So
it's always the victim. It always
leads down that road
by something or someone, as opposed to talk about sucking it up. Just like sucking it up, and you know, not everybody's out to get you. All right, just me. Just remember that.
Okay,
not everybody's out to get you. It's just me.
Okay,
I'm gonna break you. Well, I guess if I haven't broken them yet. If I haven't broken you yet, then I ain't breaking you, I guess.
He's been able to hang on more than 8 seconds, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm just talking about he's still the Mustang out in the field that you just can't break, the one you end up shooting. he's the unbreakable polo pony. So, all right, so have a great weekend. Be safe. Enjoy this nice weather. And we'll see you when we see you.